Good morning, everyone. This week I came across an article and actually a video as well, but my good friend Joe Pronichin, I always wonder if I'm pronouncing his name right, he's a writer over at the National Catholic Register. We've become friends mostly from afar for a while now. But anyway, Joe found an old Archbishop Fulton Sheen show. So I think everybody knows, but if you don't, Archbishop Fulton Sheen used to have a TV show, and it was the most popular show in all of America. Those who weren't Catholic loved this program that he had, because his teachings were always so profound and, in a sense, entertaining, because he always used colorful ways, you know, almost like Jesus who uses parables, right? So he always had colorful ways of explaining things. Here he had a show that Joe pointed to. It was the Archbishop Fulton Sheen gave it the title Quo Vadis America. Okay, so that harkens back to the classic scene where Peter is bolting. He's leaving Rome. He's leaving in self-protection, saving himself from persecution, right? So there he goes. He's bolting. He's on the road, and all of a sudden, a vision of Jesus comes toward him. And as they meet, Jesus says to Peter, Quo Vadis? Peter says to Jesus, Quo Vadis, Domine? Where are you going, Lord? Quo Vadis, where are you going? And Jesus says, I'm going back to Rome to be crucified a second time. You can almost hear the gulp from here in Peter's throat. Instead of heading away from challenges, from the fight, Jesus is going in. And so, in that way, encouraging Peter to do the same. You know, that's why Archbishop Fulton Sheen entitled this show, a particular one, Quo Vadis, America? Where are you going, America? Where are you going? Are you hiding out in self-protection? Or are we going to face the challenges that are in front of us? It's an amazing show. And he quickly points to how the people, and it's prophetic, it seems, but this was the exact same time where in America in the 1960s, there was rioting in the streets. There were calls to put down the police and the military, okay? They wanted to destroy everything as a way to get their way, okay? Like a giant temper tantrum in the streets. And so he said, these rioters, okay, are saying that, listen, the nation was founded on revolution. That's what we're doing. Revolution. And Archbishop Fulton Sheen says, okay, yes, I grant, you're right. We were founded on revolution. But there's two kinds, okay? Then he points to a discussion that was made back in the beginning of our nation with a general who was fighting. He was asked, are you fighting because of the stamp tax? He says, no, I don't even know what that is. How about, is it because of the tea tax? I don't even drink tea. What are you fighting? His answer came, because we want to govern ourselves. There's two kinds of revolution. One that stands up for all of us, for what is right and what is good and what is holy, and says that we want to keep those values, those principles, those morals, those virtues of who we are in America, and jointly we're able to make that happen. We want to govern ourselves. We don't want, and see, here's where he says the other kind of revolution. It's violence for the sake of violence. He says it's defined by three elements. The first, get this, he says, elitism. He says there's a few who count themselves as among the elites in our culture. Now he's talking about 1960s back then. Does this sound familiar? Here's why it sounds familiar. Because the elites of our time are pining for the days of the 1960s. He says these elites, they dictate what you and I should do. The kind of government they want, okay? And here's how they pitch it. Oh, you can all just sit around and we'll just dice up the pie and it'll all be wonderful. You know, we'll all be wealthy. We just get we get what's coming to us. You know, this is a group of people who have been given everything all their life. They've never had to strive. They've never had to give effort to achieve what they have. It's been handed to them. This is their ethos. And this is what they believe is the right. And so they want to sit on their thrones, George Soros and company, and dictate to you and I how we should live. And the Shangri-La, the paradise that they offer, everybody just sits around and we all get a piece of the pie. It's always been that way when they dish out this socialism, this communism. And it always seems to start out fine until what? Until they have their coffers filled and we're eating out of garbage cans. And you will do what we say, an elite. Brings it to the second set, principle that they live by. He calls it mysticism. God, I was hanging on his every word when I was listening to this. Mysticism, what do you mean? Well, he's talking about a cult. They develop a kind of religion. All right? It's secular religion. It's built on not God. We follow the word of God. We let him lead us. No. Take God out of the picture. We are the gods, the elite. And you will do what we say. My brothers and sisters, this is coming so fast. They already own all the avenues of influence in our culture. Media, TV, Hollywood, public schools, universities, they own it all. And they're trying to build this revolution, they call. And so they let, and here's what they called those who would help them with this in Soviet Union. What they call them? They're useful idiots. I ain't nobody's useful idiot, and I know you aren't either. But God bless them. We need to pray. Those who are hitting cops with bats and burning down buildings and shooting babies. This is the violence that they want. This is the revolution they're calling for. Why? So that we live in such fear that we genuflect to anybody who we believe will save us from this. This is their MO, their modus operandi, their method of operation. This is what Archbishop Fulton Sheen talked about over 50 years ago as he talked to what was going on then, which is identical to what's going on now. Okay, so elitism, mysticism, what's the third? He says Satanism. What is our culture, our world built on? Hopefully, strong ethics, strong morals, strong virtues. In other words, a natural order. Where does this order come from? It comes from God. God wants to write things, order things rightly. And so the more we are in tune to God, the more we follow God's will, the more peace comes into the world. You know, one of the greatest attributes of God is complete selflessness that he showed by crucifying his son on the cross. I'll do anything for you. But those who go out in harm's way, those who holster a gun and put on a vest every morning and may not come home that day, they're the enemy, according to the elite, according to this cult of secular religion that's trying to get in. The weeds among the wheat. Jesus said, the weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. Archbishop Fulton Sheen says, God is order, right order. The devil is chaos, violence, disorder to achieve his end. Throw them into fear, which throws them into compliance. At the end, Jesus says, some will be thrown into the fire, but some will be with him in the kingdom of his Father for all days. But then Archbishop Fulton Sheen says, you know, why do you think God doesn't cause evil ever, but he may allow it? Why? And then he paused a long time. He says, I could go 100 different directions here, but here's where I'm going to go. He said, think about eagles. They set their nets on mountains, clifftops, high up in the air. And at one point, the eagle pushes the eaglet out of the nest. Down it falls, believing this is the end. Its ultimate peril. And down, down, down it goes. And then from the sky comes the mighty mother, father, eagle, and boom, picks it up just before it hits the ground and dies. And takes it up into the air. And then does what? Drops it again. Until what? Until that little eaglet learns to set its wings and fly. Sometimes it takes challenges to help us to understand that we are called to fly. I told a story not too long ago. A prairie chicken found an egg, laid on it, hatched it. It was an eagle egg. The little eagle grew up thinking it was a prairie chicken. One day the little eagle looked up and saw the soaring eagles. Mom, he said to the mother prairie chicken, what's that? Who are those? Oh, those are eagles. You could never do that. You could never be like that. And the little eaglet set its head down and did what prairie chickens do, never fly, and peck at garbage all day long. Are we called to limit ourselves? Are we called to peck at the garbage that the ruling class, the elites, are handing us, dishing out to us each and every day? Being told, you can never do that. Sheen raised his voice in that film and gestured, one nation is too full of those, our nation is too full of those who are crying down. Down with the universities, down with the schools, down with the churches, down with teachers, down with government, down with police. Can you build anything down? You cannot. Certainly time in our nation has come to change our words. Let's begin now to use the word up. up from all of this filth, up from this violence, up from this indifference of courts, up, up to the battlements of eternity, up, up to God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.